Excellent Movie Adventures.
Welcome to another episode of Excellent Movie Adventures. I am your host, the glorious Pick, and across from me, the handsome Tomas.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, no problem. How was your week?
It was busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lots of working to do?
Yeah, tons of working.
I thought this was down season for you.
Mm-mm.
No? Is it just picking back up?
Or? Oh, yeah, it's picking up. It starts picking up in February.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, the last time I saw you, you said that you were, like, not doing anything. Or was that just because you had that one day off?
No, it was that one day. It was a Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a rainy Saturday, and I had that one day off because Jackson's game was in the middle of the day. So I was like, go for a couple hours and then leave, and then,
See, because I just know, like, I don't know. I'm not familiar with, like, grow seasons and stuff, right? But I know that you have, like, those two seasons of the year where you're not really doing anything. Yeah. And then the rest of the time you're working like sixes.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Sixes, I wish. Sevens, baby.
Oh, man. Brutes.
Yeah.
But then you get them sevens off, and I bet that's pretty nice.
It is really nice.
Oh, man. At my job, I have a season of sixes, and then when I'm done, I get like one extra day, 1 week. They're like, this week you can have a 3-day weekend. And then right back to work. Oh, man.
Man, always keeping you down.
I know.
I became the man. You watch anything good?
I didn't watch any movies this week.
Yeah.
Still busy with some stuff, moving things around.
Yeah.
Things are a little different in here. Trying to figure out if we're going to use the TV or try to use the projector.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know how well it would go on the
Lizzie
bluish
said,
wall.
I haven't actually looked yet, so that's why we have the screen here, because we might put it up.
Oh, I didn't even see the screen.
But Lizzie said that she put it on the wall, shined it on the wall, and it looked great. Hmm. Before, it was just on this table, and it was like all out of focus.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure. It's way too close.
Yeah, I sat there for a while trying to get it to look right, and I just couldn't get it. But she said back here it looks huge and it looks great, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it all just depends.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hmm. I'll probably just end up using the TV. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I did start watching, so I'm almost done with my Seinfeld rewatch.
Okay.
I'm like towards the end of the 8th season. Mm. So I started watching King of Queens.
Yeah.
Because I signed up for that Peacock thing.
Oh.
Because they're, like, absorbing the WWE network or whatever, and that's canceled.
Yeah.
So I just switched my service over. So, and they have, like, all kinds of stuff streaming on there. So they had King of Queens. And I remember that show being funny.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I'm finishing up my Seinfeld rewatch, and Jerry Stiller is just so funny.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to watch another show with him in it. So... King of Queens, where he plays Arthur. Yeah, sorry, there's a bag under
I
there.
I thought it was you I was playing footsies with, and I just didn't want to make sure I was kicking
just
you.
Just a duffel bag with the extra microphone in it. And the extra one of these.
Yeah.
There's a few things in the bag. So, yeah, I've watched a few episodes of that. I might be into the second season of it or end of the first. I haven't watched very much of it. I watched Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I forgot about it. I did finish it.
Oh.
So I forgot because I watched it over last weekend. So after we met like the next day.
Yeah.
So it's been a whole week. That's why I forgot. So like I said, I started watching it and I found it to be very boring. So
it's 4 hours. That's supposed to be a 2-hour thing.
Right. But I got like an hour in. I was like,
yeah.
Lizzie ended up turning it off because I had fallen asleep. And I remember like trying to like keep myself awake while I was watching it. Look, this is the problem. There are some great cinematography going on. Kind of. Everything is still like gray and gloomy. And I get it that they're going for like dark.
Yeah.
Realistic, dark. Ooh. You know, like, yeah, brooding, no jokes. But
that's not what makes it fun.
That's not what makes a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, you got to like spread it around. And you can have a serious film without comic relief.
Yeah.
But. I don't understand why every single character introduction in the movie has to have like this slow motion gladiatory opera vocal section that lasts like 5 minutes each. It's extremely boring and it's like one after another after another. So it's like the pacing is just crawling along.
Yeah.
Like It is so slow. So slow. Anyway, so I didn't finish it, and then we hung out, and I was saying, I'm probably not going to finish it.
Yeah.
And the next day, I did finish it. I decided to buckle down and give it a shot. So I did rewatch it, and to keep myself awake, I had to play games on my phone. It was rough, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I thought that, like, with the Snyder Cut, they were going to, like, have a bunch of, like, dark side stuff in it. Mm-hmm. But he's like barely in it still.
Really?
Like, so I haven't seen the regular cut, the theatrical version I have not seen. Mm-hmm. But from what I understand, that's like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Probably two, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm talking out my butt about it. I don't know. But this one's 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I assumed there would be like more stuff in it that was cool. Mm-hmm. And man, I tell you what, man, I would have cut so much of that movie.
Like, yeah. It's 2 hours exactly, actually.
Yeah. Well, there you go. They doubled it up and then all in slow-mo scenes, basically, as far as I can tell. I mean, who knows?
But yeah.
Yeah, man. All the people defending this thing on Twitter, they need to shut up.
Like, I saw a thing.
Is it better than the other one? I suppose it's possible. But yeah. Is it a good movie? No. Like, would I rather be, you know, third than fifth? I suppose, but you're still not second or first. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say it's a good movie.
Yeah. I saw a thing on the internet that said why Zack Snyder's Justice League should have died and stayed dead. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
That is one big pile of shit.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. And I didn't click on it just because I hadn't seen it yet and I didn't want any spoilers because in the thumbnail it said spoilers ahead. And it's like, eh. So
yeah, spoil away for yourself, man.
But apparently other people agree with you. It should have never happened.
Yeah. Like, Zack Snyder makes some good movies, man.
Yeah,
but really this good. Is not one of them. Hmm. Yeah. Because he did. Did he 300? Was that him?
That was Frank Miller and...
Well, I know Frank Miller's graphic novel, but who directed?
That's what I was trying to think. It might have been him. It's kind of his style.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, Zack Snyder.
Okay. So, that's a great movie,
in
my opinion.
Absolutely.
And it has slow-mo sequences and the same operatic gladiatory vocals going on for scenes. And there's a lot of dialogue in that movie, too. But that movie, to me, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, years.
Guess what's coming up next week.
But I remember that movie being great.
Yeah.
So... I mean, just me personally, I couldn't get through the sequel. I don't know how it ended because I didn't get through it.
There's a sequel.
Yeah, it's got like Eva Green in it and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I fell asleep during that. I watched that with Zach and his wife and my wife at his house, and Ashley fell asleep, Zach fell asleep, and I was about to. And then he looked at Carrie and said, let's turn it off. And as we were turning it off, Zach wakes up. I was watching that.
That's one of my moves.
Yeah.
I'll wake up as they're turning off my show. Hey, I'm watching that. Oh, man. Anyway, it's in him to make good movies.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just going to look real quick and see what else he's massively credited for. Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Watchmen's great.
Another slow-mo
Man
thing.
Of Steel. See, that was a good superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both of those movies. I really liked The Watchmen. I thought that was really good.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous.
So, let's see here. Scroll down. Sucker Punch. That movie's okay.
I don't think I saw that one.
So, that's the one where these girls are in like a...
Oh, yeah, the fantasy thing.
Yeah, from like a foster home or whatever.
Yeah, but I know what it's about.
Yeah. It has its moments. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least from what I remember. Yeah. I don't know. There's probably something else on here that I scrolled past too quickly or whatever, but...
Hmm.
He's got a few good things. But this isn't one of them. Oh, man. sometimes one day I feel like somebody that I've insulted.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they will never know who I am.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody knows who we are. But, like, I just have this thought.
You posted your face on the internet.
No, I didn't.
On your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you're right, I did.
You're done for.
Yeah, they got me now. anyway, I just imagine that, like, I don't know, I'll see, like, some actor or director that I like, you know what I mean? And I will have said something like that about them at some point. And I just assume they have no idea who I am. But for some reason, they listened to that one episode where I insulted them, and they looked and, like, they've remembered my face. And they're just going to, like, watch it, walk up and, like, punch me or something, you know? And then I'll be like, he knows my name.
He listened to me. That would be really funny.
That's how we'll build our fame, Thomas.
Yeah, insulting people.
Yep, I'm the guy.
We like Triumph the comic doc.
Yep, I'm the guy that Zack Snyder punched.
Have you seen the comic who's kind of makes fun of Zack Snyder in the audience? Mm-mm. He's like going through and he's doing the regular thing, and he goes, picks on, happens to be Zack Snyder, and goes, hey man, what's your name, what do you do? And he goes, I make movies. Like, you don't sound very confident about it. And he goes, yeah, I do. And he goes, what's your name? Zach. He goes, Zach, that is not a movie director's name. Name one guy who's named Zach that's directed a movie. Zack Snyder. And he's like, okay, one. And he goes, that's me. He goes, no shit. Then he stands up and there's spotlight on him. And he's like, oh, yeah. So can I get a job? That's really funny.
Huh. I'll have to look that up. That sounds funny. Oh, man. All right. Well, did you watch anything good?
I did. I watched the South Park Pandemic special.
Oh, okay.
That thing is out of control. It was really good. I mean, it's South Park, so if you like South Park, it's really good. But if you don't,
don't watch it. No,
do not watch it. You'll be disgusted.
You should check out the vaccination special.
I was going to watch that next, but it was late, and so I was just like, meh.
They're so different. It's so crazy. Yeah, like the vaccination special by comparison is like so tame.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like
I could imagine,
and they're like back to back episodes.
Yeah,
I mean, not like they don't take place like the next day or anything. Yeah, yeah. You know, there's like time in between, but
yeah,
it's pretty crazy, and it's nuts that they like don't follow up with the stuff that happens at the end of the pandemic special. But it's like every time they have an episode where like Randy is the focus,
yeah,
it is off so the walls, good. Man. So funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, pretty funny.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, I got vaccinated this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
One shot, two shot?
One shot.
Red shot, blue?
Yeah, it was blue actually. Got to go back in 3 weeks for the other one.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Then I also watched, what was it? The Three Caballeros. Yeah, that's I couldn't remember what
Disney.
It was.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good.
So Jackson wanted to watch it, and I was like, "Are you sure you want to watch this?" And he was like, "Yeah, it looks fun." I was like, you know, okay. So we got through the first two stories, then into the third where they have the actual people dancing around stuff. And I started falling asleep, and then I fell asleep for a minute, and Jackson goes, "Dad, new show." And admittedly, it's way less entertaining.
Yeah.
But the first couple are really good.
Oh yeah, the cartoons are great.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, so when I said that's a good movie,
mm-hmm.
I had totally forgotten that that even happens.
Yeah,
like in those older films,
it's like in the middle of it.
Yeah, I just forget all about that live action stuff because mm-hmm. nobody cares about it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I watched, what else did I watch? A show called 000 on Amazon Prime. It's actually really good. It's about a little bit about drug smuggling, but it's in Italian, Spanish, and English, so there's a lot of subtitles. But it's really good so far. And not really a cast that I recognize at all, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
Speaking of Italian stuff, I think it's Italian. There's this show on Netflix called, I think it's called Heist? Money?
No, there's one called Heist on there. I've seen it. And it's written in pink, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. This one has, like, guys, they almost look like they're wearing Guy Fawkes masks, but that's not what it is. It's, like, faces with mustaches on them. Mm-hmm. I've heard good things about that, and it's like about a robbery or something like that. I've never watched it. I added it to my queue forever ago. Well, I'm just saying I've not actually seen it, so I don't know for sure. But I added it to my queue forever ago, and I've not watched a minute of it.
Yeah. It looks familiar.
I probably never will.
Sounds familiar. Yeah. It's really good, though. So far, it's been pretty good. Like, really, not suspenseful, but it draws you in real quick.
Yeah.
It's good.
Before we get to our sponsored segment, mm-hmm. big news announced this week in the world of me and people that I follow on Twitter and stuff like that. And movies that I love, and I know that you also happen to like. A new Guy Ritchie film was announced.
What was it?
And it comes out in May.
What?
Like early May.
Yeah.
Well, that's so sure? soon. Yeah, Guy Ritchie announced it. Like, he's the one who posted it. Stars Jason Statham. It's called The Wrath of Man.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so he's been filming in, I think, Turkey?
Okay. You know what?
Some that other country for a familiar. While. Yeah, he's been filming for a while.
Okay. Is there a trailer out already?
No. The trailer comes out this week, though.
Okay.
So.
That sounds really familiar. Maybe I've just heard it, but I don't know.
Anyway, I'm so excited to see it.
It's going to be good.
You know, that was, I mean, I know that, I think technically didn't The Gentleman come out in 2019?
Yes, it did. Late 2019.
Yeah. So, but that was like my movie of 2020. Mm-hmm. It was the only film I watched multiple times.
Yeah.
I think I watched that movie like 5 times last year. Maybe 6 times.
Yeah.
Like, I could watch it right now. That movie is so good. It's
really good.
And that's just how I feel about Guy Ritchie films, man. Yeah. I feel like they're just great movies. Mm-hmm. Like, his...
If you have the intellect to follow him and understand what's going on, those are so good.
Yeah. So... It's kind of funny because, like, I feel like the master of dialogue is probably Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. But Guy Ritchie's dialogue just, it's totally different.
It's fun and it's fast.
Yes, it's way fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just flows so well, you know, they really shouldn't be compared because they're so different. Oh, yeah. But if I'm going to compare them, like, it's like Tarantino just has this way where, like, every... like line of dialogue he writes kind of means something.
Yeah, it's
like
got
it carries some kind of weight. It's there on purpose. Mm-hmm. Whereas Guy Ritchie, it's like every line of dialogue he writes is all about like the way these characters communicate and relate to one another. Yeah. And so because of that, the characters are just so colorful because of the way that they interact with one another and the way that they talk. And people need to go watch The Gentleman because it's freaking awesome. And Matthew McConaughey's performance is so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, him and Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
And everybody in that.
Everyone. Movie. Yeah, Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Colin Farrell, hilarious so as good. The coach.
And you can go back and check our episode out on The Gentleman if you're intrigued by it and haven't heard of it yet.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, with 000, because it's on Amazon, I feel like there's tiers to the streaming services, and I was gonna see if you felt the same way about it. There's like Netflix, HBO, top tier, a lot of content on there, a lot of good stuff, plenty to choose from. And then you got like the lower tier, like a little bit hit and miss, like Hulu, Amazon Prime.
So like, I've never done Amazon Prime,
man, it's garbage.
So I don't know, but I think there's something to be said about the fact that I've never been enticed to do it.
Yeah,
because Hulu got me to sign up with just one show. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Amazon had something that really could grab my eye, I would have signed up for
it. Yeah. There's good stuff on it. And
like The Boys is on there, right?
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of great things about that.
They've got, I would say, 3 to 4 standout really good titles. Everything else is just garbage. And it's like a lot of it, they're starting to get a lot more good stuff now.
That movie Cherry is on there, right? Or is that Apple?
That's Apple, I believe, which is ironic. Wrong fruit. But I feel like Amazon has, they're starting to get better stuff, but it's just like B-list type movies, like something you might have heard about, like no one real big in it. It's just like, or it's like really obscure garbage.
That's just crazy because of the amount of like buying power they have.
Yeah, and they buy everything except for the good stuff. And so I feel like for me, it goes like the top tier HBO, Netflix, and then middle tier is like Disney because it's good quality stuff, but there's nothing I really want to watch on it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just like Amazon Prime is just scooping up everything else.
Did you watch the Winter Soldier Falcon show that premiered this last week?
I'm just burnt out on all Marvel junk. I haven't watched WandaVision. I'm not going to watch any of it, really. I'm just done.
I feel the same way. That being said, if an actual movie came out, I would probably go see it.
Yeah.
But I started watching WandaVision. We talked about it.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it was pretty good quality, but like, there's just nothing that's like urging me to see it. Like, yeah. I willfully started rewatching shows I've seen before.
Instead of rather you than
finish
seen.
That show.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. Like I get that it's good. A lot of people like it, but it's just not, I feel like it's not great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing that really stands out to me that I want to watch any of those movies really, or TV shows. Like it's just, they got their streaming service now. And so everything's just like, let's make a TV show. Let's make another TV show about this movie.
It's because they need people to be coming back every week.
Yeah.
Because what happens is they load up all that content. And people watch what they want to see, and then they don't have anything to watch.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Listeners, let us know what you think about our tiers. And if there's something good on Amazon, let me know. I will watch it besides, like, these other four shows. There's, so far, 000, which is one. Sneaky Pete, which only has two seasons. I think they canceled it, which is really good. And then Marvelous Miss Maisel. Maisel. That one was pretty good. I haven't watched all of it. I liked it, though. And then The Boys. That's about it. It's not worth the money.
Yeah. Netflix needs to do something and get out some new stuff, too.
Yeah.
They need to finish that season of Stranger Things. That's what they need to do.
Mm.
That'll give them a huge boost.
They're coming out with supposedly another, like, really big hit thing based off of a book. It's supposed to be, like, the next HBO, I heard. Some sci-fi young adult type thing. I don't know.
Let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
I am not. Once they said young adult, I was like, eh. So, I don't know.
It's going to be the next big hit show.
Supposedly, I've heard it on a couple different news sources, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll bet Netflix is buying those views.
Oh, man. All right. Well, should we get into our sponsor for the week?
Yep.
Because they're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good sponsor.
Yep. Great. One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Our only one so far. So if you are a business owner and you would like to throw some money at us for no real apparent reason, you know, we're pretty funny. I think. Do you think?
I think.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So this week, we watched an all-time classic of comedy, in my personal opinion, in most people's opinion that I've met, anyway.
Yeah.
Suppose there are some dum-dums out there that don't really like it. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
So good.
Oh, man. This movie is just one skit after another.
You know, the first time I watched it, I remember watching it, laughing at everything, and then when it got done, it was like, it wasn't even a movie. It was just a skit. Like, each night has their own skit after one after another. But, I mean, rewatching it, there is a story. It's not a good story. That's a bunch of good skits.
So, I couldn't help but think back to, like, the first time I ever saw this.
Yeah.
And my dad doesn't like, so I don't recall.
He just called your dad a dum-dum.
So, I don't recall if he actually, like, doesn't like the whole movie, or if he just doesn't like the ending of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So,
dude, the ending's great.
So, I remember him. I know he doesn't like the ending of the movie, but I just don't know if that's the only thing he doesn't like about it. But I remember him like being upset and telling me that when he went to go see it in theaters as a kid, that he was upset that the movie doesn't end. Like, they go to have this big battle and everybody just gets arrested.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's way good.
But I've heard that complaint from other people, too.
Nah.
So, I'm just saying. I've heard it more than once, so It's got to be like, I would imagine that a lot of people probably feel that way because it feels like, you know, here we go. We've reached like the climax of the film and then it's over, you know? So I, as I told you before we started recording, I have the collector's edition of this film. I've had it for a long time. So I had filed it under H for Holy Grail. I thought for a minute that I had lost this movie because that was not the first place I went to look. I went to M and P.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know I own this film somewhere. And I watched it last night. So like, I didn't have, like, I was late. So I didn't have time to like go to the store. I couldn't track it down, you know. I'm sure I could have rented it online somewhere.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, well, there you go.
So listeners, watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out on Netflix. Anyway, had I not found it, I'm sure like the first thing I would have done is searched it on my TV and it would have told me it was on Netflix. But I did try find it, and so I watched it. And before I watched the movie, I put in the second disc, which has like all the special features on it and stuff.
Yeah.
And some of it is just like stills of set photos and like storyboard and posters and advertising materials for the film, which is, it's interesting, whatever, you know. But there was a documentary on there about like coconut etiquette. And that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So I watched it and there's basically just this guy in a suit and he's like, this is a coconut. And I'm not going to like walk through the whole thing, but he essentially like gets like a cleaver out to like chop this coconut in half and like lops off a bunch of his fingers, but like off screen. So you just see like the knife come down and then him like wince, you know, and then like the neck, it like jump cuts. And then the next thing he's like holding the coconut in each hand and his hands like all bandaged. There's blood coming through it and stuff. So he's like scraping the stuff out of it. And then he's explaining like how to hold them and like clap them together. And it's like so like instructional feeling, you know, like clap them together. 1, 2, and 3 and 4. And then repeat 1, 2. And he goes through the whole thing. And he's like, once you feel like you've mastered that, you can have someone of less economic standing do it for you or something. So he has his assistant come in and clap the coconuts together. And he like pretends to gallop around his desk. It's pretty funny. Also on the main disc, so there's the Lego version of it on the second disc also, which is only like the first 20 minutes, but redone all in Legos.
Yeah.
And then on the main disc, on the main menu, it says like play movie, scene selection, subtitles and audio, and then special features, which if you click on it, it just tells you to put in the second disc. And then at the bottom, it says for the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on that because I thought it was weird.
Did they just yell?
So I thought it was weird that it said subtitles and audio, and then under that was a separate menu. So when you click on it, a voice comes on and is yelling, play movie, scene selections, audio and subtitles, special features.
That's awesome.
And then somebody else yells, get on with it. Anyway, that's all it does. It doesn't do anything else.
It's worth the button push.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the standout special features from the disc.
That's awesome.
I watched the movie with one of the special features enabled that it's not really that interesting, but essentially what happens is like at certain points in the movie, like a little white rabbit will pop up on the screen, and there's different rabbits. Like some of them are wearing like clothes and some of them are just white rabbits. And then one of them has like blood all over it and stuff. But anyway, when it pops up, you click on it and it'll show you like, depending on which rabbit it is, there's like a storyboard thing or a receipt from how expensive that shot was. And most of those are like, there's one or two where it's like makeup artist and lighting 700 euros or whatever, you know. But then some of them are like the scene where they have all those people for that battle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like student meals, 2 euros each times 350. Like, so it's like thousands of dollars or whatever, you know, like, I don't know. And there's a bunch of those where it's like just the money people paid for whatever, you know. And those pop up from time to time, but there's like a bunch of receipts.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I turned it on because I was like, oh, maybe there'll be something interesting.
Yeah.
Because I did that with the Cop Out movie.
Oh, okay.
And it would like play scenes or like alternate versions of scenes and stuff like that. And it was pretty interesting. I ended up turning it off because it's like Kevin Smith just talks for forever and ever and ever. It was making the movie too long.
Mm.
But in this, it wasn't intrusive like at all.
Yeah.
But it's also like content that no one would ever care about. Yeah. You know, like. So if you're wondering what that feature is, it's not worth your time. Oh, man. So what was your favorite skit from the movie?
There's so many good ones. I think probably the Bring Out Your Dead scene.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I just love that one. And he's just going, bring out your dad. And then one guy brings out his dad. I'm not dead.
So
give him a minute.
So I like how all of those skits seem to circle back around.
Yeah.
Because like then later when they're at the castle
mm-hmm.
that sunk into the swamp and the guy is up in the tower, he shoots like the bow and arrow and ends up like hitting whatever the serpent's name is.
Yeah.
Percy or something like that. I don't mm-hmm. know. But like he falls out the window, which so that's one of my favorite parts. I actually, that scene I both like and hate.
Yeah.
So I hate the musicalness of it and the whole, that character.
It's kind of funny.
The son who falls out the window. Yeah. For every time I've seen this movie, for whatever reason, that just, that character bugs the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I would have cut the sheet and let him fall out the window too.
Yeah. that was really funny.
But yeah, he's like,
come on.
Come on, I've got this rope ready. Let's go. You know, like the dad's standing right there, like, who are you escaping? You know? And then the dad just reaches over and cuts the sheet. And you just like it just out the window, and then they leave the room and you just hear this.
Yeah.
You know, so you assume he's dead, but then he comes back like the servant.
They bring him in.
Who also, he got shot by the arrow. Yeah. And then he's like, you will not have died in vain. And he's like, well, actually, I'm not dead yet, sir. And he's like, well, you will not have been mortally wounded in vain. You know, I think I could pull through, sir. Like, you know, and he's like, so he takes off. And then basically the same thing happens with the son, you know, and the bride's dad also.
Yeah.
So like just that kind of stuff just like keeps happening, even though that joke is already over, you know? I think if I have to name my favorite scene, it's probably the one that most people associate with, which is the Black Knight.
See, I was going to say that, but that's everyone's.
See, but I agree with you that it is everyone's.
It's so good,
but
though.
It is the most iconic part of that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, it's the part that everybody remembers for a reason, you know? So I felt the same way. Like there are other great things. Like probably my second favorite scene is the peasants piling up the mud.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah. Well, how'd you become king then?
Yeah.
The Lady of the Lake, held loved Excalibur. Moistened mints lying around in pond is no basis for...
I love how he just goes off, and it's a commentary on the regular royals of that day too, and just like no one cares about royals anymore.
Yeah, I am king. Well, I didn't vote for you. Well, how'd you become king? Yeah, that whole thing is funny. He's just explaining like how their government works.
Yeah.
And King Arthur's just getting more and more pissed off as the conversation goes along.
Well, who are the Britons? You are the Britons.
We are all Britons. Yeah.
No, we're an autocratic society.
Yeah.
Everyone takes a week.
Oh, man. And then he comes over there and he's like, I don't even remember what he says now. I should have written it down. But like he grabs that guy because he's not listening to him. Yeah. And he's like, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
I like how when he goes...
You bloody peasant. Oh, what a dead giveaway. Did you hear that?
Like also when he's going through the town and he rides by the people and they go, oh, who is that? Must be a king of some sort. Well, how do you know? He's not covered in shit. Everyone around is just filthy.
Yeah. And then there's that lady just beating that cat against the wall. Yeah. That's later on, actually. That's when they go to get the shrub from from Roger the Shrubber or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just so many great things. The Knights Who Say Knee is great. And then they come back with the shrub, and it's like, we are no longer the Knights Who Say Knee. We are now the Knights Who Say Icky Patang Newt Zoom.
I like how Arthur tries to say it, and it's like, the Knights Who formerly were known as the Knights of Knee.
Formerly known as Knee, yeah. That movie is just off the wall. Crazy. The opening is great also.
Yeah.
Just like the credits that never seem to end because people keep getting sacked.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of nonsense about different colored llamas.
So when that first started, I saw the subtitles that start, and it was like, huh, okay. And then it just kept going. And then it was like, because I had just watched 0030 and so tons of subtitles. And I was like, do I have subtitles on? So I was like, no, this is just a gag. It's got to be a gag. But I went and I checked the subtitles. Mm. And then sure enough, the very next scene or the credit that went by, it was take a holiday to Switzerland. And I was like, God, they got me.
That movie's old, too.
Yeah, I know. It's so good, though.
Their gag's still getting people to this day.
The one line it says, my sister was bitten by a moose. No, really, by a moose. Oh, man, so good.
So this movie, we forgot to even go over the information. So it is rated PG. It's an hour and a half long. Came out in 1975. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. From what I understand, this, I didn't fact check any of this, but from what I've been told, like, I mean, you know, my dad talking to me about it when I was a kid is like, people just, like, some people just did not get this.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Were ahead of their time for America.
Mm-hmm. And some critics just crapped all over it, and then other people just loved it, you know, because the, you know, nonsense of fish slapping diseases and stuff, which that's from the show, but anyway, this, I'm going to skip over the cast for just a second because there's a lot of people. Let me see how this movie did. So it was filmed on a budget of $229,575 GBP. So, I don't know what that is. Pounds?
You said GBP?
Yeah.
It's the Great British
Pound.
Or, Great Britain Pound.
Well, anyway, that's what it was filmed on. Opening weekend in the U.S., it made $45,000. And made $1,827,600 gross in the U.S., but worldwide $1.9 million. So, I mean, it made its money back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how scaling works from back then. Is that a ton of money? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a decent profit either way you look at it. But like I said, like based off the receipts that they were showing, it definitely seems like, you know, there wasn't like a massive budget for things, you know, like they spent it all on that big, on lunches for people, the makeup for the one, hermit guy.
Yeah.
The magical dude who guards the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And the fireworks for Tim, the sorcerer. And that's like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Aside from that, like animation and stuff for it. So it didn't seem like there was a massive budget.
So what was the budget? I'm going to do an inflation calculator.
$229,575.
So I don't know if that's correct, but it'd be about $11 million.
I don't think that's right.
No, I don't think so either. Come on, West Egg.
For whatever reason, when you have, so on IMDb right now.
Oh, I may have just misread a decimal. It didn't have the decimal places. It just had all the numbers. So I guessed it as 11 million. It's 1.1 million.
Oh, okay.
Significantly better to what I would imagine. Yeah,
that seems more realistic.
Yeah.
So under the more like this section, there is The Life of Brian.
I've heard that one's actually a better film, but I don't know about
The
that.
Meaning of Life, Flying Circus, and then Die Hard and two Indiana Jones movies. How is that more like this?
Yeah.
So the life of Brian is about like
it's about Jesus's brother.
Yeah. But there's also like this, or maybe I'm confusing it with the meaning of life. I think I am. The meaning of life has like this corporate businessman who's like trying to figure out what to do with his life. Mm. And like the ships are like, the buildings are like giant pirate ships.
Yeah.
Anyway, This is definitely the best in my opinion. Like you could argue either way. I thought that like, there's also the Jabberwocky, which has some pretty funny skits in it. Like there's one about a joke that kills people. It's like, so like this writer, He wrote down a joke and as soon as he finished writing it, he laughed himself to death.
Yeah.
And so then like his wife comes in and discovers him dead on the floor and she thinks that he wrote like a suicide note. Mm-hmm. So she starts to read it and starts laughing and she dies. So it's like this lethal joke.
Yeah.
And so by the time we get news coverage of it, there's like a line of dead bodies like just piled up inside this house because people keep going in there, finding the note, reading it or whatever. So finally they send in like somebody with a blind guy and the blind guy picks up the paper with the joke written on it So they could get it out. And then they decide to weaponize it. So they have translators translate it one word at a time over the course of a few weeks.
I think you got ghosts.
Maybe a power surge or something.
They don't usually dim with a surge.
Well, I mean like...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, power flicker.
Yeah. Anyway, I keep feeling like all of a sudden the power's just going to go out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll truck along for as long as we can, people. Anyway, they weaponize it and like translate it over the course of a few weeks, one word at a time using different translators. So nobody translates more than three words of the joke. And then they write it down. They print it on like flashcards and hand it out to only non-German speaking soldiers. And they're just running through the World War II battlefield, yelling this German joke out in a language they don't understand. And like, you just hear the gunfire stop and then laughter and bodies falling over dead. And I don't know why, but I've always thought that was hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, this movie, it has just all the Python crew. So if you're familiar with them, you know, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Terry Gilliam, Terry Jones, Michael Palin.
Yep. Those are the six.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. You cannot go wrong watching this.
Yeah. And a special shout out to John Young, who plays the historian Frank that gets murdered. Yeah. And Rita Davis, who plays historian's wife.
The guy who gets murdered, the historian, is also the guy who's saying, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it says right here, dead. Well, it says dead body.
Yeah, it's the old guy.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Carol,
I'm still happy.
Carol Cleveland played Zoot and Dingo.
Yeah.
From Castle Anthrax. And this lady named Connie Booth played the witch, who was, I'm not a witch, I'm not a witch. Yeah. And then she is a witch. Yeah. Oh, man. That scene is also hilarious because she's, like, arguing against the fact that she's a witch and trying not to die.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just funny because these townspeople seem like idiots, but then they're right.
Yeah.
So it's like, did she actually turn him into a newt and then he got better or is he making it up? Because when he's saying it, it sounds like he's making it up.
Yeah. I'm a newt.
Yeah.
Or she turned me into a newt and looks around. You?
I got better.
I got better.
Yeah. Oh, man. But then, how do you know she is a witch? Oh, yeah. She turned me into a newt. Yeah. She has got a wart. And they, like, lift up this fake carrot nose they put on her face to see. And the guy, like, leans across to, like, point at her face. Well, what do you do with witches? Burn them! Yeah. And then she's like, but what do you burn apart from witches? More witches! And somebody's like, wood. Oh, very good. And what else do you do with wood? Let's build a bridge out of it. Like, they're just so crazy. They don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And they're like,
floats.
Yeah, it floats. What else floats? Great gravy. Very small rocks.
Ducks.
Yeah, a duck. Ah, so if she weighs the same as a duck, then, therefore, she's a witch. Right. She's a witch!
Burn her!
Yeah, so... So they put her on a scale and a duck on a scale, and then they knock the braces out from underneath and they weigh the same. Classic. And then she's like, that's a fair corp, which is basically her just saying, yeah, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hilarious.
So good. I like the beginning with King Arthur, and he rides up to the first castle, and he goes, who are you? I'm King Arthur. You're not a king. You don't even have a horse. I have a horse. I rode up on a horse. Those are coconuts. Those aren't even indigenous to this area. And he goes off on all this stuff. I love that part. Mm-hmm. He starts going off about the swallows.
Yeah.
Then the
African
second
or
guy,
European swallow. Yeah.
The second guy shows up. Well, we're just discussing swallows. And King Arthur just walks away.
Well, African. Well, I would assume African swallow, but African swallows are non-migratory. Yeah. Oh man! Suppose it was two European swallows held it on a like as a string twine, between the dorsal guiding feathers. Like, you're crazy. A 1 ounce bird cannot carry a 5 pound coconut. Oh man! Yeah, that whole conversation is hilarious. And then he just takes off because they're just talking forever. Of course, the castle that ends up actually having the grail.
Yeah.
They told him the first time they came by, we've already got one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I also like the scene where Jesus sends them on the quest. Yeah. They're like almost to the court of Camelot, and then he talks to him, and he's like, oh, let's not go to Camelot. Yeah. It's just a silly place. There's that whole song, Court of Camelot.
Yeah.
That
song was fun.
Also, there's a sing-along for that on the special features.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's right that up to that scene is how far the Lego movie goes. Yeah, all great. Back to the Castle Anthrax.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but I just think that scene is pretty dang funny.
Mm-hmm.
So Lizzie gives me crap about it because she thinks it's this like wildly inappropriate thing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you're gonna, if you got kids around, that's probably the one scene you're going to skip.
Yeah.
But like... It's Sir, is it Galahad? Who is it?
Galahad. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Galahad.
Okay, I know it's not Sir Robin.
No.
Because he bravely ran away, of course. So he goes there and he's like, I'm Sir Galahad, the chaste.
Yeah.
And he holds his own, like they're trying to like get his pants off to check his wound or whatever. And he like won't let him. Let me out of here, you temptresses or whatever, you know. Yeah. And then finally he figures out like, there's no dudes around and like they're all here by themselves. And he's like, all right, well, maybe I'll stay for a bit. And then John Cleese's character busts through the door and is like, I'm here to save you. He's like,
he starts beating those
women. I don't need to be saved. Yes, you do. You're in great peril. No, I want to take on the peril. I can take the peril. No, that's too perilous. Oh man. So So John Cleese is Lancelot. Okay, so it is?
I was trying to find which one it is.
They play so many characters, so it's hard to like keep it straight, like who is who. So Graham Chapman, he was King Arthur. John Cleese is Lancelot. Eric Idle is the Sir Robin.
Mm-hmm.
The full title of his name is Sir Robin, the not so... so brave as Sir Lancelot.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Terry Gilliam is the Green Knight. Gorilla Hand animator Sir Bors. And Patsy. Yeah. Terry Jones, Dennis Mother.
Is it Sir Bedivere? Sir Bedivere?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but I don't remember.
Sir Galahad. Michael Palin.
Yeah, Sir Galahad the Pure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, then they're like leaving, and he's like, I bet you're gay. Oh, man. But yeah, he's just like, he doesn't want anything to do with them until he finds out like what their intentions are and stuff. And then he's not the chaste anymore, you know? And they just. Like, darn Zoot, she's setting light to our beacon, which I've just remembered is grail shaped.
Yeah.
She must be punished. So you must spank her. And then all the girls. And then spank me.
And me. Everyone wants to get spanked.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, then
it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, the whole scene. And then Lancelot shows up and just ruins it. Oh, that's the funniest part too. Mm-hmm. Because Lancelot just came from killing everybody at that other castle, basically.
And I like that's how he just busts in and kills everyone.
Yeah, so he's like running up that hill for forever.
And then all of a sudden, with the drums. There.
Yeah, and then just all of a sudden he's there and stabs that guy. And then, yeah, he kills everybody on his way up to the tower.
And then on his way down, too.
Yeah, well, they're coming down the tower, and then somebody's like, "That's the guy who did it. He killed so-and-so's father or whatever." And so then he gets right back to it. He's just stabbing people. And
then it all ends. He goes, "See, I just can't help myself."
And he's like, "Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry." You know, like just apologizing is going to make it all better. Oh, man. Dude, John Cleese is just so funny. Like his delivery is classic, man. Like he's just so funny.
I've never seen him in something I didn't like.
You know, me either, now that I think about it. I can't, off the top of my head, remember a ton of stuff with him in it. Off the top of my head, Rat Race and then him as Q are the things that, like, spring to the front of my mind, aside from these films.
Yeah.
But, yeah, John Cleese, he is so funny. He's just, his delivery and timing is just so great. The Ministry of Silly Walks, like, again, that's not this movie, but he's just so funny, man. I don't know. Did we cover everything? What else do we have left? What does he call himself? The Sorcerer Tim?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Sorcerer Tim.
I like Sorcerer Tim. Mm-hmm. And again, that's him also, isn't it?
Is it?
Please?
Yeah, it might be.
Black Knight. Yeah, Tim the Enchanter. That's what he's called. So yeah, he is also Tim the Enchanter. And his introduction is so funny because he's just blowing up nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and then one of them has like sparklers afterwards. Oh, man. And then he shows up and he's talking about this rabbit with this great monster with gnashing teeth or whatever.
I did like the cartoon monster that they had in there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool looking.
I love the cartoon transitions between scenes. I also like that they seem to be ahead of, like, their time kind of on, like, the long payoff for, like, little shorts, you know, like, awkwardly long.
Yeah.
So, like, there's one where the guy is, like, writing in a book, like, the priest is writing in a book, and, like, this rumble happens, like, an earthquake, and he, like, scribbles all over the page.
Yeah.
And then he, like, gets up and walks outside, and he's going down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes him, like, a solid 30 seconds to get down the stairs, which is a long time. Mm-hmm. And then he goes outside and like the clouds and the sun are like jumping up and down. They've got these giant legs and he's like, "Hey, shoo, get out of here." And they just leave.
Yeah.
Oh man. That one. And then there's like the priests that are like going along and they're
in
that chant. And then they jump into this pool.
Yeah.
And the one like launches and hits that other priest. And the lady's like touching his head, like she has her hand on his head, and he spins around, and then his robes fall, so her hand's on his butt.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Ooh." Oh, man. What else? Oh, man. So the introduction of Sir Robin.
Okay.
That is probably my favorite introduction of one of the characters.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, singing this song about, like, how brave he is.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, they're not ratting him out for not being brave yet, you know? Yeah.
He's not afraid to get his eyes gouged out and all this stuff.
Yeah. Or be beaten to a pulp, yeah.
Finally, just like, that's enough.
or his kneecap's broken.
Yeah.
Or his elbow's broken and his kneecap split. Like, all these crazy things. And he's just kind of, like, looking at them, like, uncomfortably. And then they get to this area of the woods where it says, like, certain death on the sign is this way. And they're going down the road. And there's, like, the giant who's, like, three-headed giant, right? Yeah. It's obviously just the three guys standing on a box with like legs built in under it. But right before that, there's a giant lance run through three dead bodies and stabbed into a tree. And it's like all bloody and gory looking.
Yeah.
Oh man. That scene is highly underrated too. Like they're arguing between each other and he just runs off while they're arguing between themselves. Yeah. Plus you have bad breath. Well, it's only because you won't brush my teeth. All right. First we'll kill them. Then we'll go have tea and crumpets. I don't really want crumpets. Can we have biscuits instead? All right, fine. Oh, he's buggered off. So he has. He's scampered.
Like when they're trying to cross that bridge and the guy's asking me, he goes, what is your name? King Arthur. And what are you doing? I'm searching for the Grail.
So Lancelot goes first.
Because it's answer me these questions three.
And he's like, what is your name? I am Sir Lancelot of whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what is your quest? I seek the Grail. What is your favorite color? Blue or whatever he says.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, off you go then. And then Robin's like, oh, that's easy. So he runs up there. What is your name? Sir Robin, what is your quest? I seek the Grail. What is the capital of Ascilia? He's like, I don't know that.
Just gets launched
him, yeah. And then the next guy is, what's your name? What is your quest? What's your favorite color? Yeah. And he's like, green. No, blue. No. And then you just hear him yelling, yellow, as he just gets launched into the thing. So then it's King Arthur's turn, and he gets up there, and he's, what's your name? What's your quest? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Yeah.
And he just sits there for a second, and he goes, African or European? And he's like, I don't know that. So he gets launched out of there. And then afterwards, the guy's like, how do you know so much about swallows? And he's like, you have to know these types of things when you're a king.
It just walks on by.
His delivery is so just good. So straight. You know, like,
so smug.
Yeah. Well, you just have to know these kinds of things when you're a king. Oh, man. Because he wouldn't have been able to answer that question. I also love, like, when they first meet, what's his face? Sir Bedivere, the scientist guy. Yeah. And he's like, because he's the guy who helps him figure out if that lady's a witch. Mm-hmm. But then afterwards, he's like talking to him about, like, different uses for like a lamb's bladder or something like that, you know? And he's just like, that's fascinating. Tell me more about whatever, you know? Oh, man. Oh,
also, I like with when they're trying to get into the French castle and they make the rat, what is it? The
giant rabbit.
Yeah, giant rabbit. And they're like, all right. And then they took it inside and then he goes, now, Sir Lancelot, Galahad, and I will jump out. Wait, who? Sir Lancelot, Galahad, and I will
All right. So what we need now is to assemble a giant badger. And Arthur just smacks him. Like, oh my gosh, dude, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I like how those people, the French, you stupid English pig dogs, they're up in the castle, and they're just like, looking out over the woods and they can hear like saws and hammers and like all this ruckus.
Oh, it's so good. I like how the first time they just start throwing animals and stuff at him. The first time they throw the cow over. Jesus Christ. I just bust up laughing.
So also in the special features, I forgot, there are clips from the Japanese version.
Oh, yeah?
And like, they say totally, like the subtitles are for like totally different things than what they say.
Yeah.
So it's dubbed over in Japanese. Yeah. And then the subtitles are in English.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to show you like maybe the difference in translation, or maybe it's just nonsense. But instead of it being like, run away, it's like, seek safety and shelter, seek safety and shelter. Like just the weirdest stuff. Like,
that's funny.
I watched that whole scene in Japanese before I watched the whole movie. So, you know, we do some research here preparing for these.
Every once in a while.
You know, I knew that I didn't need to watch the whole movie. Yeah. So I was like, because I've seen it a bunch of times throughout the course of my lifetime, but I figured I would just, you know, learn something. I don't know.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. But, yeah, that whole scene is just too funny. And they're like swinging their swords at the castle. Like they're just hitting the castle walls. They're going to
do something.
And the one guy is like stabbing a dead cat, you know, like, like that's going to do anything. They just keep dumping stuff on him. And finally, run away, run away. And they're like, oh, it's not retreat, it's run away. Something about it is just extra hilarious. Because it's like, it's like they're not even committed to their own film, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, the characters are represented throughout the whole movie as actually being in medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a side story that that historian gets killed.
Yeah.
And the cops show up and they're like investigating this murder and we really don't know what's happening, you know,
yeah.
until the very end when all of a sudden all these cops show up and they arrest everybody and you yeah. realize that, oh, these are just people yeah, as they, actors.
They drive up in cop cars.
Yeah. So, yeah. It
immediately sucks you out of the film. You're just like, wait.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're already... not knowing what's going on because yeah. I don't know. I mean, the movie is obviously not meant to be taken seriously, you know, mm-hmm. but it's just funny because like the whole thing is presented as if they are, he is actually in, King yeah. Arthur and they are actually who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
But then the movie ends with them being arrested
in a modern time,
in the modern time. So they are actors acting this out. So they are portraying all the characters actually, you know, like, yeah. is that what we're supposed to think? So they're not actually fighting with anyone. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's craziness, man. Like, if you look, if like, if you try to analyze it too closely.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can like, ruin it.
I mean, it kind of almost adds a layer of hilarity to it, yeah. you know? Like, if you think of it that way, like, so they are just actors, which means they've been actors the whole time.
Yeah, just so goofing around.
Everything
on
we've seen is just everything we've seen is just a bunch of dudes goofing around yeah. on a Saturday. Yeah, like that's the whole movie, which is probably the best way to describe the film.
Yeah,
it's just a bunch of friends goofing around on a Saturday. I don't know. I love this movie. I think it's great.
I'd say it's excellent.
I'd say it's oh yeah for sure.
Excellent.
This movie is, it's got to be like required viewing.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to see this at least one time in your lifetime, I think.
Yeah.
Would you say we play Desert Island Game?
Okay.
Does it make it into five movies that you can bring with you? Is it that good?
Yeah, because I'm going to need something to just laugh at.
Yeah. I don't know if I would be in my, if I had to nail down only five films.
Okay, so we already know you got it. The Gentleman as one.
I don't even know, man. That's hard to do. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Maybe that's a topic for another day, maybe.
Yeah.
But it might be on the list. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I've just watched it, yeah, it's definitely going to be on the list because it's just so good. Yeah. I've laughed every time I've watched it.
Me too. And it's one of those movies where it's just like, it's so quotable
mm-hmm.
after we've butchered half the quotes of yeah. the film sitting here. But it's just easy to reference. People mm-hmm. love to laugh at this movie and talk about it. You yeah. know, it's such a piece of like cultural history.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go on Netflix right now, test me, listeners. Go on Netflix right now and just search Monty Python. There are compilations of Monty Python's Flying Circus skits assembled by other comedians. And that has been put together and put on Netflix. And these videos aren't new. Some of them are old. Like I was telling you, there was that one with
Are you meaning Netflix or YouTube?
No, on Netflix.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me that. Yeah. With Martin. No.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one on there where Steve Martin is talking about his favorite things from Monty Python, but it's from when Steve Martin was a young man. So that's like that's like when it was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is now on Netflix. There's also like a compilation of like, that's more modern
mm-hmm.
where it's like clips of Jim Carrey and all these guys mm-hmm. from like not that long ago. And it's their favorite skits and it's like put together.
Yeah.
And so they like introduce the skit. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff on there. Like it's crazy how these guys are just screwing around,
yeah.
hanging out, and then, you know, trying to make each other laugh. And then mm-hmm. before you know it, they're making millions of dollars. Like doing yeah. the most ridiculous things, like literally slapping each other with fishes.
Yeah. I'd slap you with a fish for $1 million.
I'd slap you with a fish for $1 million. Oh, man. Anybody out there want to make that happen?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm. I'll go get a fish right now. Also, if you like John Cleese, he was on the Conan O'Brien podcast. It's a really good episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they talk about making all the Monty Pythons. Yeah, it's really good. Hmm. It's entertaining.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could get into like a bunch of trivia, but there's just probably too much of it to even try to cover. I don't know. If you guys have anybody listening, if you want to shoot us an email, tell us what your favorite clip from Monty Python is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be just this movie. If it's from The Flying Circus or Life of Brian, Jabberwocky, whatever. Let us know what it was from and what your favorite thing was.
Yeah.
I remember once as a kid, I like flipped on the TV and Flying Circus was on, and it was like something to do with like an alien invasion or something. And at first I thought it was like a legit, like old school, like scary movie kind of thing, 'cause it was all in black and white. And I was like, oh man, this could be cool. And then it was just the Flying Circus. And I was like, ah, they got me. Oh man.
That's awesome.
There's some great stuff on there, but yeah, tell us what your favorite thing is about just this movie or just in general. 'Cause they're great, man. What a great trip down memory lane that was.
Your mother is a hamster.
Yeah, your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt like of elderberries. I make a joke about that because Lizzie, she actually like makes food with like elderberry extract or stuff like that, or like elderberries, some kind of sauce or something she puts on something. And every time I see it, I tell her that.
Yeah. You know,
her mother was a hamster. Her father smelled of elderberries.
You know, that was an actual ancient times insult.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because hamsters are...
rodents?
Yeah, and they reproduce quite frequently. So they call she's a bit promiscuous, and elderberry wine was what they used to make wine out of, or elderberries. And so your father's a drunk and your mother's a whore.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Speaking of educational stuff, I watched this YouTube video this week about gout.
Oh.
And I only watched it because the video was entitled King's Disease.
Oh, yeah.
And it had like this black demon biting onto a foot. And I was like, I gotta see what this video is about.
Yeah.
But apparently it was like because people who had like a diet that was heavy in like meats and wines and stuff, they would get gout. And so... that's the food that like kings and rich people ate. So it's considered like a rich person's disease. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Good times.
Yep.
Having your feet rot off, blow and rot off.
Yeah. Oh man. Alrighty. Well, I think that's it for this week, unless you got anything.
Nope. But you can follow us on Instagram at Excellent Movie Adventures and send us an email, excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, Excellent Movie Pod. And you can follow Pickle on those things too.
Yep. At Pix Adventures. Come and say hi.
Yeah.
If you message me, I will probably say hi back because nobody messages me.
Maybe we'll reference you.
And I have notifications turned on, so I will know if you hit me up. Oh, man. Anyway, I guess we will see you next week.
All right. See ya.
See you later.
Excellent.